Lesson 13. Monarchy. Acropolis. Tyrant. Citizen. Oligarchy. Democracy. Agora. Civic. Myth. Mythology. Lesson 13. In our form of government, the people decide. Read this selection to learn about an ancient civilization that has a powerful influence on the way we live today. Ancient Greece. The beginnings of Greek civilization. At the eastern end of the Mediterranean lies Greece. It is mostly islands and mountains. Around 1900 BC, people from Asia invaded Greece. They were the Mycenaeans. The Mycenaeans had a monarchy. In a monarchy, power belongs to one ruler. The Mycenaeans conquered nearby countries. As they grew more powerful, the Mycenaeans started colonies in the eastern Mediterranean. City-states. Mycenaean civilization weakened. Over time, new city-states grew up. Each city-state developed around a flat-topped hill called an Acropolis. Athens and Sparta were two Greek city-states. At first, Greek city-states were run by tyrants. In ancient Greece, a tyrant was someone who ruled with total control. Not everyone who lived in a city-state was a citizen. A citizen is a member of a community with rights and duties. One duty of a citizen was to serve as a foot soldier, called a hoplite. By about 500 BC, tyrants lost power. Some city-states became oligarchies. In an oligarchy, a few people rule. Other city-states became democracies. In a democracy, all citizens take part in the government. Sparta and Athens. The greatest oligarchy was Sparta. The government of Sparta tightly controlled its people and its slaves, called helots. Sparta became Greece's strongest military power. But Sparta lagged behind other city-states in trade, science, and other learning. Athens was different. It was the birthplace of democracy. In the 400s BC, Athens experienced a golden age of democratic rule, art, literature, and philosophy. Athenian citizens voted on issues that affected the community. They met in the agora, or public open space, to elect leaders. Athenians took pride in their civic duties and rights. Civic duties are duties toward one's city. Sparta and Athens struggled for control of Greece. In 431 BC, the two city-states went to war. Athens' powerful navy held off the Spartans for 25 years. However, in 431 BC, Sparta defeated Athens. Greek myths. A myth is a story about a god or hero. Myths express a people's religious beliefs. They are also told to explain natural events. These myths affected people's daily lives. The ancient Greeks thought their gods had human qualities. Greeks hoped to win the favor of their gods, so they gave them gifts. They also tried to learn what the gods had in store for them. Greek festivals, like the Olympics, honored their gods. Greek mythology, or collection of myths, is among the world's greatest. People still read about Greek gods and heroes today. These stories tell us about ancient Greek life and thinking.